Liam Tobin, and I play Jerry Goffin.
I'm Abby Mueller, and I play Carol King.
You may have heard of her. So I was at the show last night, and it was so much fun. It was like I was telling these guys, but, you know, I've come to so many shows at the Kennedy Center, but I don't think I've seen one where the whole audience is, like, clapping and singing along. And by nature, probably it's by nature, but, you know, talk about why it's sort of a special musical in that regard, that you actually have people sort of, they're humming along in their seats, and as it goes, they feel a little more comfortable to sing, and by the end, I feel like they're just singing them all along with you. But talk about why this is special in that regard.
Well, this music is so beloved by people, and it's woven into the fabric of people's lives, you know what I mean? So that's really thrilling for us to see people having that, like, visceral of a response to these songs. They feel like they're 16 again, or they remember where they were when they heard these songs. So it's neat that it's that powerful to them.
Yeah. And in addition to the whole jukebox musical thing, talk about, and you guys have a lot of this, but talk about the, you know, sort of the connecting tissue, because there's actually this awesome little story in between all these great songs that you know, obviously, but there's this, you have this little character arc together where your relationship grows and changes through some great times, uncertain times with the unplanned pregnancy, some dark times with your philandering. Yeah. How dare you, sir? No, this is just the actor. But and then in the end, a little bit in the dressing room for your final performance, you know, a little bit of, I guess, you know, acknowledgement of wrongdoing and best wishes kind of thing, and then you go out and kill it in that final song. But yeah, talk about how there's all, in addition to the sort of jukebox musical thing, how there's some really meaty scenes that you get to play too.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't know the story behind the music and how Carol and Jerry and Barry and Cynthia came to write all of these, you know, number one hits, one after another, and a lot of things happened in their lives, you know, a lot of tough times, as you said, and they had to work through a lot of things, and a lot of mistakes were made, you know, but these were real people with real problems that everyday people see in their own marriages, in their own lives, and I think a lot of people can really relate to the story on a very personal level, and I think that's what in part really helps people get so into the show, as you say, towards the end, because they see a lot of their own lives mirrored in this story and alongside this fantastic music. And so it's just kind of a perfect storm, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, your own individual, your backstories, you know, where you grew up and when you first heard Carole King music and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I grew up in Chicago. And I remember I definitely had the Tapestry CD.
And you and everybody
loved
else.
It. Everybody, I know. I mean, everybody else. Yeah, and what's so awesome, which I think the show also shows, is that even if you, like, everybody knows these songs. Like, everybody knows them. It doesn't matter how old you are. Like, you've heard Natural Woman. Maybe you didn't know Carole King wrote it, but that's what's so fun about the show is the audience discovering all these moments along with us. Like, oh, my God, I didn't know they wrote that. He wrote
Drifter song?
They did that Drifter song. Right, Neil that was Sedaki, them.
All that stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, they're so prolific.
Yeah.
And that's really fun to hear the audience, you know, going, oh, yeah.
Is it wild to be playing a role that your sister also, that she originated? Do you guys have phone calls? And obviously not swapping tips, but you know what I mean? Like, do you have a little back and forth about how you play?
She's been really supportive about it. You know, the whole thing definitely was a surprise and one of those lovely, like I say in the play, you know, you never know what life's going to hand you. And it's just been a huge gift to get to have this opportunity. And I'm well aware of what an honor it is, and I just feel really, really lucky to get to do it and to get to play Carol.
Yeah. More Carol than getting to play your sister. Is there a weird moment like, I'm not playing my sister right now?
No, it's all about Carol. It's all about Carol. So it's, yeah, what a dream.
That's so awesome. Yeah. How about you? So we went into her backstory a little bit.
Oh, well, I'm from St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada. But I've
been around the corner.
Right around the corner, you know. Actually, not too far from here. But yeah, I grew up in there. I hadn't I mean, my mom was a Carole King fan. She had the Tapestry album, so I would hear it, you know, in the house and stuff. But I didn't really connect the dots until I was auditioning for the show. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. But, you know, just like Abby, I didn't know that they wrote Up on the Roof or Locomotion, a lot of these songs. And so I was just as surprised.
For the Babysitter.
Yeah,
there's all these
little juicy
nuggets.
Yeah, so... So that was a lot of fun discovering a lot of that, some of their lesser known things, or not necessarily lesser known songs, but just the fact that they wrote them, and so that was a lot of fun too. And you can see that the audience experiencing that as well too, which is really great.
Yeah. How much? Talk about sort of how the rivalry between you and then the two that I just interviewed. Why is, I mean, it's so fun on stage to see the back and forth, like you're trying to one up each other and see who can top Billboard, you know. But how fun is it to sort of have an ensemble sort of deal going on with there? And do you sort of, you know, do you have sort of a fun, friendly rivalry like it is in the play, but you two as actors versus them as well?
We love them. We all get along great. It's actually the entire group is wonderful humans, and the four of us have a great time together. So no, I wouldn't say that. No, there's no
rivalry.
You
say that suspiciously, like there's actual strip poker.
Well, no, but we do.
Not yet.
But we love
not
to
yet.
Joke around with each other. We get along famously, and we have a great time. And so. It's really lovely when you do enjoy the people that you work with and come to work every day, and it's always a positive experience. Yeah. And so, yeah, we're really, really lucky that the four of us, well, like you say, everybody, we all get along very well.
So. Absolutely. What's it like at the end of that show? Because you guys, you've strung together this whole tapestry, pun not intended, but it's built up to this one final moment when, you know, you have your moment in the dressing room, and then you go out there and just get to kill it, and the whole, you know, you're actually playing, you're actually singing, and the whole crowd just goes off their feet. Take me into that moment. What is running through your head? Like, wow, I'm so lucky to be up here, or, you know, what's going
absolutely
through? Do you feel like you are Carole King in that moment?
Oh, I don't know if I feel lucky to be able to convey that message at the end. And to get to, it's such a great reminder for me. I know, like, for me personally, to remember to wake up every morning with a smile on my face, show the world all the love in your heart. Like, oh yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of sums up like her philosophy in a nutshell. And it's such a powerful way to end the show after having gone through what she went through. But it's like, but remember, you guys, like, you know, keep this in mind. And that's it's thrilling. You hear the ensemble come in behind me. Everyone's
like
singing
wings,
off stage.
Yeah.
They're on the wings. I know everybody's there, and the lights get really big, and it's exhilarating,
yeah.
And it just carries you. You know, it's her words and music that make that magic. So it's an incredible feeling.
Is that the moment in the show for you, or is there something? I mean, that's kind of the obvious pick.
Yeah.
That's sort of the cliche, like, oh, that's obviously.
It's a great moment.
But is there another, like, maybe a lesser known sort of inside baseball moment that you really enjoy playing night in and night out?
There's so many.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's hard to pick.
Yeah.
You've Got a Friend is so fun to be with them.
Yeah.
Natural Woman is a neat moment in its own right, so... There's a lot of moments in this one.
That's a lot of Act Two moments.
Yeah. True. I guess so.
How about for you? Because obviously you guys do this night in, night out. Mm-hmm. And obviously the obvious answer, the cop-out answer is I love it all. But you gave me a couple. So is there something that's like, you know, that you're secretly like, oh, I can't wait to do this.
I love it all.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Interview over. No, just kidding.
Especially towards the beginning of the show for me, it was where, you know, Jerry is in a better place, for lack of a better word. But and so it's lighter, it's more fun and stuff. And so before we get into the heavy stuff, I like to, you know, to get to play, you know, this just the small moments where we're just putting the finishing touches on a song before we you know, put it out there, and then people go, oh my God, that's up on the roof, you know, stuff like that. Those, the little smaller intimate moments are what I enjoy.
Do you, is there a little bit of inside you, almost a little giddiness every night when you're like, you're doing that, like that moment you're talking about when you're like maybe tickling the ivories and it's like a little slight piece that you know the audience is going to know, but you're like that just step ahead of them. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is there a cool feeling like, wait for it, here it comes.
Totally. I mean, will you still love me tomorrow? That's totally that moment. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I could feel it. That's how you know you're doing okay, when you hear that, oh, here it comes, you know. But it's just, I mean, this music is so good, and people love it so much. Yeah. So it's really fun.
You think it'll be around forever? I do.
Oh, it's going to be around for a while, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, because this music has such an impact on people's lives, you know, and so that intertwined with an actual really good story behind it, I think it's going to be around for a while.
And it's exposing a whole new generation to the music as well. Right. Yeah. And it's just so fun to see men, women, kids, everybody up dancing at the end, you know?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's awesome. It's so much fun. So I can't thank you guys enough for actually doing the show, but taking the time to talk to us too.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Oh, real quick, before we go, did you actually, premature handshake, did you actually ever meet Carole King in preparing for it?
I did get to meet her because, I got to sing with her on the Today Show, actually, at the end of August. Oh, me and Shalina Kennedy, who plays Carole on Broadway. So I did get to meet her.
Wow.
Which was wild.
Other than geeking out about it, did she impart any wisdom?
She did, actually. And she, you know what she said? She was like, we got to remember, she is all about the music and all about her band and about making everyone feel appreciated and giving everyone their spotlight. And what you see, if you ever see her perform, she loves her band. Band love is what she called it. And she was reminding us all to remember that, those moments in the show, to make sure, which we've tried to put in, so you get that sense that she knows that she's part of the ensemble. So I found that very valuable.
To sort of bring it, make sure that, to bring up all the other roles that are around.
Because we're all making the music together. You know,
it's funny you mention it. The part where the audience most went, "Aww," was when the record producer gives you a hug when you announce that you're gonna do your own album. I was like, "Whoa, everyone's engaged here." You know,
sometimes they start clapping at that moment.
Oh, okay,
that's awesome.
But is that moment almost like he was waiting for this? Like all along, he knew you had it in you, but never knew if you had the courage to take that step.
Right? It's cool. It's so cool, and I love the people who are that invested in our story. You know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very neat.
Well, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome.